like the first millisecond is us bottoming out the fucking Roadmaster on one of those roads.
Oh, you filmed that?
We recount our time in the Pacific Northwest this week on Flag Time.
Hello and welcome to the Flag Time podcast, everybody.
I want to say something bad and then people will be mad at me.
Yeah, no, that's not.
So
we like being like employed here on the Flag Time podcast. So we're going to talk about cars.
I don't really care.
We're going to talk about the trip that we were just on.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was probably the highlight of the year so far. For me, at least. Because I had never been.
Ow.
I had never been to the Pacific Northwest.
Either.
So that was the first time I've seen that area of the country, and it looks fantastic, even though it was like fucking smoky the entire time.
It was smoky the entire fucking time.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I still thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
It was cool. It is a cool place, but it is cooler when you can actually see the whole. I think one of the coolest things about the Pacific Northwest is you always kind of feel like you're in something. Like, you feel like you're surrounded by all the mountains. Yeah, we didn't have that feeling because you couldn't fucking see any of them. I mean, when we were in Seattle, we couldn't even see the Olympics, which is like, yeah, the Olympics are right over there.
You could kind of see the Olympics. I mean,
you can see like the very first one, but then that's it.
I prefer that it was smoky rather than it rained the whole time.
Mm-hmm. I would prefer the rain. I prefer the rain over the smoke. I fucking hate goddamn smoke.
Yeah,
shit pisses me to fuck off. Also, I turned 30 since we recorded last.
Hell yeah!
The last recording
was our live show.
Yeah. Boop.
Didn't you turn 30 before the trip?
Yeah, I turned 30 on Saturday. The Saturday before you came in.
Yeah. So yeah, and then we'd recorded in between the last episode that we did.
I don't even think I talked about that on the other trip.
No, you didn't.
I guess I didn't really feel like we recorded an episode. It kind of didn't really feel like that. It kind of felt like
we were there, like a
right there, right then kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Depending on the audio quality, like when I brought everything home and hooked up the SD cards to the computer, depending on the audio quality would have depended on whether it was in like Patreon exclusive episode or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But the camcorder being right next to the PA system, the microphone that's in this camcorder is actually really fucking good and didn't clip at all, so I'm probably gonna end up using that for like the audio episode, so everybody gets to hear the fucking hilarious crowd work part.
Oh god, red.
Yeah.
The Ram moment that we experienced. Yeah.
That was like best case scenario for that.
Yeah, right. I was like, I hope that guy doesn't have a gun.
Right.
Anyway.
A little stereotype.
It's the guy. It literally was the guy.
Oh, right. The drunk Ram guys right there.
We met the guy that we make fun of all the time.
You have a DUI. How many DUIs do you have? It's red. Oh, okay.
I posted that clip to the Discord today.
Oh, did you?
I don't know if you've seen it. Yeah. Like the audio quality came out really good.
Where is it?
It's in the general chat on the Flag Time Discord.
I have to find it. You have to clip that.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm going to make that with subtitles.
I think that episode will be good when it's edited.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like once you cut out the silences so and like zoom in.
Yeah.
Do the zooming. The zoom makes me laugh.
Yes.
I like the inhale. I like
yeah, that was like a fucking cognito standard conversation that just oh boy, what else happened during the week that we were here? Like there was a lot of dog moments.
What else happened while we were on the trip? There were a lot of interactions with canines. There was steak eating.
Yes. The biggest steak I've eaten in my fucking life.
JDM car driving.
I got the blast of fucking NA Miata through the mountains, like flat out.
You got to experience being left behind by Chris's WRX.
Yeah, that was insane.
Yeah, because the Mazda makes like, what, 150 fucking horsepower to the wheels?
Probably less than that.
No shit. All-wheel drive WRX making 300 something to the wheels is going to be faster than a fucking Miata. Yeah.
I got to drive the shit out of that Progray.
You could have just driven better, and you would have been closer.
I could have probably got you in the quarters, but I've also never pushed a car that hard before, so I didn't really.
I say, Mr. Drag Racer, fucking doing corners isn't his thing.
Yeah, I only drive in straight lines because that's the only option. I have straight lines. Exactly what I said.
Yeah, I've never gotten a flat. Just
go to a place with some definition. Get out of Texas.
Get some definition in your fucking system.
I wouldn't even need to get out of Texas. I would just have to go a little bit west.
Get out of the heart you live in.
Get some elevation change in your ass. Or go to Coda. Do a track day
in
Coda.
In your ass.
Where Coda is, that's also where the not straight lines are. That's Austin.
There you go.
It's over there.
Isn't that like 4 hours away from you, though, and you don't want to drive
like
there?
Three. That's like a day trip. I definitely don't want to drive 3 hours in my current car as it sits right now. That would be fucking torture.
Yeah.
I mean, all I need to do is replace the shocks, and I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
The shonks.
The shonks.
Tell you what, one of the funniest moments of that entire trip was when, what was the name of the, Eli. When Eli showed up and we got in his van and you started playing those fucking meme songs.
He's younger than me.
Yeah.
Oh, we listened to funny music. Yeah. We listened to meme songs and then drove downtown.
That was in the Toyota Sienna dream. Yeah.
I think the funniest part of the trip for Eric was a moment that didn't get recorded because it came out of nowhere.
Which one was that?
When we were driving by the first big power station.
The biggest substation I've ever seen in my life. And this dumbass goes, this looks like the perfect place to walk in with a 9-iron. Like,
the 9-iron.
And then he repeated the joke 1,800 more times.
Because we passed by like a thousand. We passed by
every single time we saw a substation. He was like, 9-iron. Me went 9-iron.
And it was funny every time.
It was more fun. Towards the end, it was more funny because Sterling was making fun of it.
I was just like, God damn it, come up with another joke.
I should have said 7-iron or something. Just a joke.
Like, I need a pitching wedge for that one or some shit. Like switch it up a little bit.
Me win putter. Like,
I got a solid brass putter that I put in my ass. And then I go sound.
Flag Time will be right back after this word from our sponsor. Stealth Industries has partnered with me, Serrated Mobius, to bring you Speege and Flag Time patches. Now available over at stealthx.us. That's STEALTHX.US under the Serrated Mobius collection. Go get yours now.
This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon.
Oh, fuck!
It is? I thought it was brought to you by Unbridled Workplace Anger and Rage.
I mean, that too, but...
Bottom text.
Like, bottom
text. I fucking love bottom text memes so much.
I mean, monetarily wise, we're brought... Flag Time Patreon gives us funds to keep going and not end it all.
End it all.
So basically what you're saying is if you guys don't subscribe to the podcast, we'll kill ourselves.
No,
so
that's not.
I guess it's not?
No.
Oh, if enough okay, of you well,
subscribe to the podcast, we'll show peen.
I need to tell some people some things then.
For $3 a month, you could see us show peen. No.
No, not at $3.
No, not
for,
that.
For $3 a month, at you can see five video versions of these episodes. For $6 a month, that's the second tier. You get to see bonus content, which also not doesn't include us showing peen yet.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. For $15 a month, you can hear us say your name at the end of every episode. And you could also participate in specific listener interaction segments made just for you.
If you got the balls for it.
Bing bong. Subscribe to... What's the end fucking thing? The Flag Time Patreon. Subscribe today to see...
Did you just forget the name of the podcast?
I did.
We're back to this episode of Flag Time.
Eric fell in love with
your
GDM.
What would you guys say your highlight of the trip was?
I mean, mine was ripping the fucking Miata through the mountains.
That was pretty fun.
I never got to do anything like that before because there's no mountains over here where I live specifically.
I think
mountain roads.
Good. I think
it's like green canyon roads, basically.
I think one of the coolest moments for me was when we were recording the live show. And you, Sterling, asked the audience, like, who's here to see us? And that was the first time that I looked out instead of looking at you two guys beside me. And more than two people raised their hands. That was the coolest thing.
Yeah, like literally like four or five people were like, yo, I actually came here. One guy came here from like SoCal.
That's Miguel. That's the Flag Time memes. He drove all the way from like San Diego to see us.
That's crazy. Like you could have just waited for the next tour.
But the next tour is probably going to be, it's probably going to be where I'm at. So it's going to be in the
probably
DC area.
Northeast.
Yeah.
In the Northeast.
You get to see where all the spotted lantern flies are and you get to kill them.
I don't want to kill them. I want to be like, yo, fucking, I cannot believe my eyes right now.
Oh, no.
There's 10 million of these motherfuckers flying around here right now.
God damn it.
Song reference.
Yeah.
From Fireflies? 2012?
Yeah. But no, it's...
I listen to music that I listened to in high school.
They're invasive.
Every goddamn day.
You're supposed to squish them. It's like
mandated. I want
to
squish them.
Other people
can do it. It's not mandated. I'm not killing bugs. I'm not going to jail. Hell yeah.
But yeah, that was one of the highlights for me. Another one would probably be going through the trails up to Blue Mountain. So that was sick.
That was very cool. And like then looking around the corner.
Yeah.
And subsequently getting very winded trying to climb up the last little bit. Mm-hmm. While Sterling
these two fucking guys literally lost their breath completely after walking up probably 200 feet of elevation.
Well, we were
while
also
we were already
a mile,
at 4,000.
Yeah, we were a mile up.
I live at literally fucking zero sea level.
Me too.
Yeah, we were.
I live
at
120 feet above sea level.
Yeah, but you do that shit regularly.
No, I don't. I literally just live here. I live at fucking sea level.
Yeah, and there has elevation changes where I live doesn't.
I have not experienced an elevation change like that since the last time. Well, I did just go to like Colorado, but that was like, I don't know. It's been weeks.
For someone like me, I've never...
And you guys were just in planes.
Do like what?
You guys
were... That's planes are pressurized. The oxygen doesn't deteriorate.
Sounds like a lot of excuses. A lot of yapping.
And, there was not that much oxygen up there. My body was like, you need more. You need more oxygen.
Me and my wife were... We were a little lightheaded on the top of Pike's Peak. We were like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, we like got out of the car and we like walked into the touring... The I almost called it the training center.
Isn't
we
walked Pike's into Peak the, like 7,000 feet or something like that?
14,000.
That's even higher. Fuck.
It's a A little more than 7,000.
It's one of the highest peaks in the U.S., I think.
Yeah, what you felt on Pike's Peak is how me and Eric felt on that mountain.
It was like we walked like across the parking lot into the tour visitor center. That's what it was. And then, you know, we were just like, and then we kept having, like, we would like look at each other and we could just like, like, yeah, like, why are we still doing this? Like, it's been like 5 minutes and we just walked across the parking lot.
Your body's like, fuck, I need more oxygen.
I need more air.
Need a turbocharger for my mouth.
Yeah, but it was
powered by your farts.
I don't know. I'm not in shape.
I'm semi.
I am in shape. I just don't have the cardio.
Like I can run,
walking a lot.
I can run to save my life, but the moment I stop running, that's when I white out and you know.
Greened out, which I didn't know you could know.
I don't know if I told that story on this podcast.
Greened out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Eric took an edible over there too.
It just made me more tired.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. That's why I use this. Is I like being sleepy.
Like I was watching. Like we were watching the Ghost DVD
and I fell asleep first.
Yeah. But like we were watching the Ghost DVD and it went from like normal tiredness to I am suddenly so sleep deprived. It's like I've been awake for 48 hours. what it felt like.
You were still kind of jet lagged.
Oh, jet lagged like a mofo. So yeah, it was like 11 p.m. over there and it might as well have been 2 a.m. where I'm from.
Eric back in time. It's like, yep, sleepy mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the edibles, I think the edibles for sleep, I mean, I just use them for sleep and then being silly. I don't know. Taking a shower after eating an edible is like a religious experience. You can, like, clean. Everything's it's like a nightclub.
Like, whoa, where'd you the can water put music come in there. From?
Mm.
It's a good, you also like clean yourself better too.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you're like, oh, that feels good. Oh, I'm going to clean more or whatever. but like it definitely like makes you sleep better. It only lasts like the edibles last only like 3 to 4 hours. I think once it actually hits you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, not like an actual, like, it's supposed to like help you stay asleep after the first like hour, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, hey, maybe the natural body sleep will take over. Also, not eating before sleeping helps too.
Yes. What was another fun moment? Went to this really nice fucking burger place. That was really, really good.
We went to Fiamma Burger in Bellingham.
That was good.
Bellingham, Washington. Fiamma Burger. I am open for sponsorships.
That was one of the best smash burgers.
I love your burgers.
5 gallons of the burger sauce, please.
Yeah, their sauce is really good. It's like I think it's like a barbecue based fry sauce instead of a ketchup. It's like ketchup.
If you've ever been to Red Robin, it's really similar to their campfire sauce.
It's like if the campfire sauce was made by like a person with a man bun in Bellingham trying to sell you a $15 coffee, but it's actually like really good and worth the money because that's the stereotype of Bellingham. Yeah.
And speaking of, like,
it's coffee, true, you get what you pay for.
Speaking of coffee, the amount of tiny little coffee shops just everywhere is
in Washington crazy. It's
fucking great. Yeah, I didn't even realize that. Like there was the only one that I've seen that was anything like the ones in Washington was when I was going to NASCAR Tech and there was one of those little tiny ones in Mooresville, North Carolina. And that was the only one I had seen on the East Coast that's like that. So it's everywhere fun. Over here.
If you're a coffee snob or just someone who likes coffee, then there is like 8,000 different options. Like. Mm-hmm. Also, it's good because, like, Starbucks is garbage. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
So, like, if you go to, like, an actual coffee place, you're like, wow, this is what coffee tastes like? This is actually good. Mm-hmm. You're like, yeah, it doesn't have just a shitload of sugar in it. It actually has, like, flavor and real chocolate.
High-quality bean juice. Bean water.
Bean water.
Walmter.
Wobber.
That was another thing. We just spoke in fucking brain rot the entire weekend. Like,
basically.
Just keep on like not only did we back speak to in
brain rot, we also completely understood what we were saying.
Yeah,
as well.
The entire time.
That's the concerning part.
I think that's just happens when men hang out together for long enough. Like no matter what happens.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That started immediately though.
Well, it's not it's not like we've been hanging out for an hour per week every single week since 2023. So like it's
all dumped out at one time.
You just walk around going,
And it was all completely understandable. We knew exactly.
This is what happens when men get together. We just turn into monkeys. We're just like, we just like make a sound and point at something. Just like, you want food? Me want food.
That car went by with like flame decals, and all I did was point and burp at it.
And we were like,
That is another thing. Episode, which was the live show, we talked about like car scenes and stuff like that. And we really emphasized how crazy
we saw 7,000 Sprinter vans.
7,000 Sprinter vans, 6,000 Fits, and
5,000 Toyota Highlanders.
So many interesting cars in that area of the country.
Yeah, well, I think it's just because I think old cars last a really long time here because the roads don't get salted.
Yeah,
so that'll keeps cars from the 80s and 90s still everywhere. Like my 95 Explorer was bought new by my mom and driven everywhere around here for 100-some thousand miles. Mm-hmm. And you know, you look underneath, it's you see paint, like,
yeah.
Cars last a long time here. You see a lot of cars from the 80s and 90s still just driving around. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are like, yeah, I don't want a car. I don't want a new car or a 90s car here. I want to look and see what I can import. I want to drive something weird and different. Yeah. Like, I want to drive something cool. So a lot of people around here like to just, like, I feel like that's a lot of what the whole PNW like vibe is blending in by like sticking out.
Yeah.
Kind of like everyone sticks out. So you got to find a way to stick out differently than everyone.
Right.
When we were when I was driving the Majesta, I got so much fucking attention in that car. Like out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. Have you found
one? It's a cool car.
Yet that you want to buy in your area?
Well, there's several, but I gotta have a place to put it first.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. My favorite car that I drove that Chris had was the Progre. Like,
mm-hmm. The Toyota Progre.
The way he has that set up, it just like ripped through the corners. It was sick.
I think the American version of that is the GS300, if I'm not mistaken.
It's an IS. So IS. That is an IS underneath, which is the like an Alteza. The GS, it looks like a GS.
It is based off of an IS.
So it like it's pretty cool. It is a very buildable platform. You just use like IS300 parts, which, you know, everyone can get, but it's got like a nice interior. It's like the Ford Fairmont of the Fox body world. It's like, or like an Acura Integra GSR for the Honda Civic platform, kind of. It's like the nicest version that shares all the same like drivetrain parts and all the platform, but it like looks more elegant. I'm pretty sure that's what it is, but it's cool. It is a cool car. It has a 2JZ in it. I mean, it's a non-turbo, but I think you can get it with the turbo. You can get all-wheel drive ones too, I think.
I mean, it doesn't really matter if it's a 2J with a non-turbo. You can still just put a fucking turbo on it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like different.
Hell yeah, that one was fun. My second favorite was actually the Ranchero.
I greatly enjoyed driving that thing. I don't know what it is. I think I just really like car truck hybrids for some reason.
Yeah.
You just got into a BMobile. That's basically what happened.
Yeah, pretty much. Sounded good. Didn't go that fast.
Truck, but it was a car.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love a mini truck, I think.
Motor.
Yeah, a fucking, like, a Ford Ranchero or, like, a fucking, like, El Camino with, you know, any decent exhaust on it sounds awesome.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to get my Owala keep out, too.
Yeah, Owala, tactical Owala bottle.
I remember we were driving around one place, and then Sterling just like, that's the most elk I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah. we were in my town, and it was like fucking, there were just
it's a everywhere. Thousand elk.
I straight up thought it was like cow. I thought it was a field.
I thought there were horses.
Yeah.
I was like, why are those horses are all the same color? Whoa. Yeah,
I was like, elk.
That's not a horse.
Those are all elk.
Haunts.
Like it was, it looked like it was about 100 magic elk horse. In one place. Like 100 elk all in one place. Right.
It
there.
Was it was quite a bit. It was a whole field full of grazing wild elk, and I was like, "That is Alaska as fuck," but we are not there. It's like that. No, those are caribou. Never mind. Is caribou the same as elk?
I have no idea.
Not the. It's
hey
similar.
Siri, what's the difference between elk and caribou?
Caribou and reindeer are similar.
Whereas caribou have antlers in both males and females, elk make whistling sounds. Whereas caribou make a grunting sound.
Okay, so it's just a different animal. Shut up.
It's just a completely different animal.
it's like crows and ravens.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that is a different animal. I did not know that. I was just like, are they just
bigger?
Like, nope, they I watched a whole thing about how different crows and ravens are, and it kind of blew my mind. I was like, wow, I never really even noticed that.
Crows and ravens are also illegal to have as a pet because of how fucking smart they are.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's ways around that, and you can be
there's ways around it, but
wildlife conservator person, and then you can but be like, oh yeah, I have a crow.
But you basically, it takes a lot of work to actually get the permits and everything to do that.
Yeah,
but without that shit, you just straight up can't, because like they're intelligent enough to steal money from people, so that's you can't have them as a pet.
It's crazy that like we have more laws surrounding like bird ownership than gun ownership. It's fucking crazy.
I don't know. Maryland has a lot of laws when it comes to gun ownership. Like if you don't have
no bird, like, you're gonna have automatic weapons, but. No bird.
In Maryland, if you don't have a concealed carry license and you have a pistol, you can only go from your house to the gun range and back. If you stop anywhere in between your house and the gun range, the police can arrest you.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Maryland is special.
That's right. You're in Maryland. I forgot.
Yeah.
That's weird place.
Weird. I don't know.
So we need to get a concealed carry license in order to do what everyone else in the country can do. So
for free.
Yeah.
What else would we do? I wanted to go eat at a bunch of places, but the other two didn't have the money, unfortunately. Yeah.
We were at the mercy of like other people buying our food for us.
Yeah, we had a lot of times where we couldn't really do a thing because it was like, wow, that's $37 a person to do just go up there and look off of that. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, the space needle for all three of us.
I would be more than happy doing that. But yeah. I was at a time where I kind of spent all my money on
a vacation.
Yeah, well, you know, I... Just,
I mean, I even had the money to do it, and I didn't want to fucking spend that much to do it.
It would have been $150 for all three of us to go up to the Space Needle.
And then cost we saw a that, fucking $1 million to fucking do anything because we live
and there
in
was
America.
That
fucking, calm capitalism moment.
I think it was just a Washington moment where everything's expensive over there.
Yeah. Tell you what, Dick's Burgers was good. Fuck.
It's not just a Washington thing. It's a nationwide thing.
I mean, stuff's not expensive down here. I don't know.
Yeah, they're more expensive than like anywhere else in the world, though, still. Like, Anyway,
we saw that naked lady take riding me. A bicycle.
Oh yeah,
in public.
We want to talk about
that. That's Seattle.
That's just Seattle. I
that's kinda, freedom right there.
Yeah, well, see, like I hope
that's freedom.
I hope she wiped down the seat of that Lime scooter before you know she sat her bare ass on it. So that's like,
you know she didn't do that type of shit.
Yeah,
that's a little unsanitary for her.
Yeah.
Be like, maybe put like a napkin down or something.
Yeast infection squared.
Squared.
Why yeast infection?
I don't know. That was the first one that popped in. Cubed yeast.
Yeah, like we went to this. It costs like $37 a person to go to the top of the Space Needle.
Yeah, so
and I was like, I mean, it's just the picture you see on the postcard.
Yeah,
like it's a good view, but I mean, you're just looking at a city. It's not like we got
a cooler view,
nature, or free.
We got a cooler view on top of the mountain for free.
Oh yeah, honestly, we went up Blue Mountain. And then we got to see the whole fucking peninsula. So that was really cool.
Thank you for exposing us to Dick's Burgers, by the way.
I exposed you to Dick's. Yeah, Dick's is good. Like, there's better. There's worse. I don't know. That was better. It was better than what's the local one that we went to in Texas?
Oh, in Texas? Oh, you talking about
Whataburger?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Whataburger's not the same as it used to be.
Whataburger was like lower. It was like Burger King.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Kinda.
Yeah.
If they didn't sell to a non-Texas company, it wouldn't have changed. But they did, and then they ruined everything.
They ruined all the Berbers.
Some guy from like Denver bought it or some shit. And then Chris took us to that fucking. That Japanese restaurant.
Oh my god!
We went to a hibachi Japanese restaurant. We got warned by a Karen.
Yes.
Are you a student?
So we were all four sitting, you know, just talking about stuff. You know, we were, you know, like we weren't like being loud or really any louder than the music playing in the building. I mean,
we were the only ones in there other than the other two people.
There were us four, there were this couple over here, and then there was this older couple, and they were like four tables behind us. They were like, you know, a good like what's that when you have to like if they were talking to us. So she came over here and she like looked at all of us like, are you guys students? And I'm like, what? And
we're like, no.
Like, no. I don't know what the hell she asked that for. And then she kind of said,
she said she's not used to hearing such profanity. Like, she's not used to hearing the F word so much. And then she
we said it like, I don't know. We were just talking. We were saying, I don't want to fucking deal with that.
Dude.
Also, we weren't yelling or anything. We were not being loud at all.
Yeah.
And anyway, we were like, okay.
There weren't kids around or anything whatever. Either.
No, literally an empty restaurant.
Chris was like, do you want us to stop? And she goes, I'm asking. And I was like, that sounds like a demand.
So. I just said, I don't know what the fuck that was when she walked away.
And we continued to say fuck
anyway
when she walked back. So
we
didn't you flip her off?
No.
now he's like, I wish I did though.
Did I? No, I didn't flip her off. I was like, yeah, maybe, whatever. Maybe I'll let you be nice or whatever.
And we walked outside of the building and I was like, is this the part where we say fuck again? And Chris just belted it in the parking lot.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Weird. Don't tell the front man of a band, of a punk band, to not curse.
While also being in company of three mechanics that throw that word out like it doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was like, sorry, we're just talking. I didn't realize we were offending someone with our speech.
Wasn't the restaurant like fucking 21 and over or some shit like that too?
No.
No, it's just normal restaurant.
Either way, there was no kids in the restaurant.
Yeah, there was no one there, and it was like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't late.
We were literally the youngest people there.
Yeah. Either way. That was kind of
like, it was like Thursday evening too.
We had some good pizza. We had some great meals. Bellingham is a very good restaurant town. Like, if you're a food snob, Bellingham's a good place to live.
Yeah.
Because there's like proper versions of the right thing. There's like really good beer. There's really good pizza. There's like really authentic pasta places. There's like Italian places, good Mexican food. I don't know. What else do you want?
Yeah. And it's cool too,
because they could have better Chinese food though.
Like, yeah,
they also didn't have any kind of barbecue.
Yeah, no comfort food. Yeah. That was the thing. Like, I asked one night. It was like, where can we get like a crispy chicken sandwich somewhere? And Eli was like, not anywhere around here.
The closest Popeyes is 30 miles that way.
Like, chicken sandwiches is like a fast food thing now. Like, yeah. That's
what, like, I was
back,
craving.
Back, man. Yeah, but like, you gotta go to like Chick-fil-A or like the Popeyes that's way out in Linden. But I don't know. That's
Seattle. I think it's really small compared to where I live.
What was that pizza place that we went to in that other town that's like south of Bellingham?
Fairhaven.
The first one or the second one?
It was called Fairhaven. Oven.
We went to OVN.
Yeah. That place was good.
That place was good. The dough was kind of chewy, though.
You don't have the right to have opinions on food. You don't like tomatoes. You don't like vegetables.
If anything, like, you
don't eat rice. You don't. You can't say shit about food.
I can say shit about fucking food. Pizza, though.
He is Sicilian. Yeah,
Sicilian. I live in Boston. Blood. There's so many fucking good pizza places in Boston because they're 1,000 years old. They've been doing it forever.
1,000? Really?
It might be an exaggeration, but...
An exaggeration.
America is not 300 years old.
An exaggeration, goddammit.
1,000 years. Yeah, the people that came over here from Europe came here, and they did stuff 1,000 years ago with pizza. But they didn't do that. They didn't do that.
The thing is, the oven pizza, it tasted good. The dough was chewy. That's it.
Some pizza artist is going to be in our fucking DMs now.
Someone who's been to oven is going to hear that and be like, no.
They've never been to a place. No. They've never been to the fucking East Coast.
It was made perfectly. Nice, it was crispy. A perfect pizza cooked in a wooden oven. It was a good pizza.
I didn't say it was bad. I just said it was a little chewy.
The blinks.
I can't. Next subject.
Go to fucking Boston or New York and eat the pizza and tell me that shit's not chewy and rubbery. Oh, it was rubbery.
It's a completely different kind of pizza.
It wasn't totally chewy or rubbery. It was cooked perfectly. It was literally
crispy at all. It wasn't crispy at all.
Mine was. You probably just got a shitty.
Mine
was.
Mine wasn't. No, mine was chewy.
That's a you thing, man.
That sounds like an issue, not an ish me.
Bro got the bad pizza.
It wasn't.
I'm still mad about the pizza I spent at that bar. I spent $75 on that pizza for it to taste like nominal.
Yeah, you spent $75 on two large deluxe toppinged pizzas.
One of them was deluxe. The other one was fucking cheese.
Like, yeah, that's how much food
you also paid for. You also paid for.
Bro, and then we went to fucking Costco and for an $8 pizza, and it
Costco
was better.
Costco pizza prices are literally not comparable to a real pub that makes their dough in house with sourdough starter. Like,
pizza at Costco was better to me than that pub.
Because you don't have good taste. You're uncultured. No,
I live in the Northeast, where you have the best pizza in the country.
You can't say that Costco pizza is better than real Sicilian made pizza. You can't.
That's the tavern. Up. The bar we went to wasn't Sicilian made pizza.
No, the fucking you didn't like the pizza we had at Oven, and you didn't like the pizza we had at fucking.
I said the pizza at Oven was good. Mine was just a little chewy. The pizza I bought at the bar was like Domino's pizza to me.
It wasn't. It fucking wasn't. It was
I
good
said
pizza.
To me, it tasted like Domino's
pizza. Yeah, to you. Because you don't have
and
good
the Costco pizza tasted
Come
better
on,
there.
Man. No, 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 no.
Thank you for supporting us on the Flag Time Patreon. No.
Bro doesn't like tacos, but he thinks he can have an opinion on pizza.
Tacos have to do with pizza.
No food opinion. No pixie food opinions. We have agreed on this.
I need the people from the Northeast to fucking back me up on this now.
Bro doesn't like tomatoes on a sandwich. Bro doesn't like lettuce. I don't like rice. It makes me gag.
Noodles.
What the
rice.
Fuck? No. No.
Making me freak out.
That was a Spotify exclusive visual joke right there.
Spotify exclusive.
You just gotta put on the Instagram, you just gotta put like a 1 second repeating clip of that with no context at all.
Oh fuck. By the way, we could do a segment real quick, unless there's like one more thing that you guys remember from the trip. Oh, there. I recently looked at all of the footage that I took with this, and one of my favorite clips, like, it just starts out of nowhere. We are going balls to the wall through fucking Seattle city streets. Like, the first millisecond is us bottoming out the fucking Roadmaster on one of those roads.
Oh, you filmed that? We were fucking blasting the Buick down, like, Columbia Street.
I experienced
like going like 30, like 40 miles an hour, like off of the fucking.
after we finish recording here, I'll show it to you guys real quick.
I gotta fucking see that. We were literally getting air off of. I mean, everyone that's driven in downtown Seattle knows how fucking crazy the elevation situation is. And it's roads that go down at like a 30 degree angle and then flat and then down.
It's kind of like those roads in fucking Los
Angeles. Diego.
Yeah, that.
Los Angeles, San Diego.
One of those places. Southern California.
California.
That was fucking funny, like watching that back. That was
it didn't even like hit the bumpers on the ground, which I totally thought it was gonna do. It didn't hit like
it felt
the body
like it hit
on the ground
bump
at
stops,
all.
Though.
I was in the back fucking being tortured by that shit. I fucking got so much air in the back seat.
That was fun. Driving it, like doing it in a pickup truck is way more fun because in a pickup truck you have so much more suspension travel. I remember one time me and my buddy Derek, he had like a 91 Bronco, and we were driving around one day, and we were driving around in Everett, which is another place that has a lot of like bumpy roads and bumps and shit like that. And I think we were in a parking lot, and you know how sometimes parking lots are like the ground level and then like a raised level where all the cars are parked up there, and you have to like drive up into it and turn. There's a giant part of the road that had like a huge like bump in it, like a jump. So he hit this fucking like bump at like 30 miles an hour, like a parking lot elevation gain bump, and it flew so fucking high in the air it came down and the ball joint blew out on one side and the spring like flew out into the road. He had to run and go get it, and he was able to like it popped the whole ball joint out, and he literally like fucking took, he had a jack in the back, and he's like, oh fuck, god damn it, and he pulled the jack out and like popped the ball joint like back in, and then we limped it back to his house without the spring in it.
Oh god, hell yeah,
that was so funny. That was a good day. Fucking
spring lights in someone's backyard while somebody's out there just drinking. Mm-hmm. It's all goddamn.
You're like, God damn it, Barbara.
There was one more thing that I wish I fucking recorded. It was the first day we were there, and we were heading back from trying to get into the Space Needle. We were going through downtown Seattle, and we were talking about how, like, I just randomly was like, shit and fard sounds like a rejected sitcom title. And we just started playing shit off of that.
Hard.
Yeah, a lot of the fucking speak that the trip was I pooped or some shit like that.
Beeb and poob.
Yeah, that was half the fucking words spoken the whole
trip.
Isn't
fard and shit and poob.
That's all it was. That was 85% of what we said that whole time right there.
Pretty much.
And it was funny every time for no reason.
Got a poob.
Yeah, it was just fucking people looking outside are like, what the fuck is wrong with these guys? Yeah,
I have two pips.
Pims.
Pims. Pims.
Me having to poob was the reason why Bob. We went to go to your dad's house.
Yeah, I was like, hey, we were driving on the West Seattle Bridge, and I was like, I bet my dad's home. So we fucking dropped in.
Eric's in the driveway like, I have to poob.
He's like, where is the bathroom?
I need to explode.
Yeah, it was fun.
That was a good time.
We didn't see Mount Rainier at all because it was too smoky. Yeah. Just super lame.
And one more thing while we were there. After we had gotten ice cream after getting burgers,
we went to Mallard's to get ice cream in downtown Bellingham.
Good ice cream. But no, I was just like, is there a video game store around here? And it wasn't downtown. It was a little bit further out. But we ended up going to a game store that sold like a bunch of old games and shit. And I remember Chris.
Reset Games.
Yeah. Chris has a PS2. And I asked him earlier that day. I was like, do you have any Ace Combat games? He's like, nah. And he's like, no, I don't have any Ace Combat games. So while we were there, that was specifically what I looked for. And that place had a copy of Ace Combat 4 and 5. They're pretty cheap right now. Those games, like my favorite games of all time, are like $6-7. You can just pick them up.
Yeah. Of having your favorite games come out of the mid to 2000s.
Yes. So if you're looking to play Ace Combat 4 on a PS2, they're very cheap. You can still get them. They're not like super expensive. But I grabbed those two copies for Chris. And when we got back, I looked at them. I was like, Merry Birthmas. And gave it to him. And later that night, when we got back from getting that really expensive pizza that Pixie bought for us, I just sat there for 3 hours in front to back completed Ace Combat 4 while you were gone.
While he was eating the pizza. Yeah.
We also got Sterling a pound of wings, too.
It was like 12 wings.
Yeah.
It was still a pound of wings. I'm saying like...
It was two large pizzas, a pound of wings, and a fucking beer, like drinks
for $78 with a 20% tip.
Yeah, that's like $40 down here.
Welcome to living where it's here.
Yeah, but you get to look outside and it's pretty and there's roads that go like that and there's women that don't want to kill you.
And there's
women don't want to kill people down here.
There's cool cars other than 1500 horsepower trucks that go down the road.
I don't know, 1500 horsepower truck is pretty fucking cool.
That's debatable.
It's not usable. A 1500 horsepower semi truck is usable.
It's usable in Texas. People tow with those fucking cars.
Yeah, because gas is cheap and you don't have to go anywhere. You'd be like, oh, fuck.
Anyway,
or you just burn all the gas. Fuck it.
Anyway, for our
gas
segment,
is cheap. Let's go build a race.
We also
car.
Have E85 at the pump.
For
we do that
tonight.
Here too, in some places.
For our segment tonight, I went on the Flagtime Podcast Instagram page real quick, and I was just like, "Type the funniest word you can think of."
I wonder what that's going to be. 95%
That's what we got right now. So we're going to start off as per tradition with highlighting the first person to get a response off. And the first person to do that tonight was Ford Tech 1397. And they said Tingus Pingus.
That's two words.
Failed immediately.
Failed the assignment.
You failed immediately. Idiot. Stupid.
Please, please edit like big
bleed yourself. That.
Like the fucking scene in SpongeBob with Plankton. Sheldon.
Yes, exactly. Exactly like that. Please do that and then click it for the fucking Instagram. God, he's so funny. Failure.
Oh my god. Anyway, I'm gonna read these off like we did with the one word story things from before.
Oh, so, that's gonna go great.
Yeah, so we got Plumbus Hay Bale, Boink, Ball Sectomized. Wienor, Disgum Bubble Baiter. Fronk Womper, Pooby, like from a butt. Caddy Wampus.
There's more. Those are more than one word.
They were in parentheses.
A lot of those are more than one word.
Hogass Cam Failures. With no spaces.
That's not okay.
Doesn't count.
There, oh, there you go. Doesn't count. I'm gonna take out the spaces. That'll fool them.
Spelunking, Upty Thrumptiest, Blurbigus. Frangulum, join or die. Those are two. Those three words with no spaces.
Join or die.
Yeah. Heckin, crank, Lesaber, poos. Pee pee poo poo Cacashire with no spaces. Gooch, halibut, bunghole, flabbergasted,
hamster. Halibut.
Yeah.
Halibut's not funny. What the fuck? Fimsh.
Big flat fimsh.
Fimsh, yeah. That's probably funnier than anything anybody said. Shimp. Fimsh. Gooch. Quunchy with a W.
Gooch again.
Yeah. Ploink.
Gooch counter.
Woomst. Happenstance. Bother. How is bother funny?
Loser.
Winning the Pooh hater.
Mantigazinianium. Okay.
That's probably a real word that I don't know.
Mebulok, Schmalagoo, Wienor, Flabbergasted, Dynamo, Bink, Wandililogong, Beamschurger, and Icky.
Beamschurger's two.
Good well, segment.
Cheeseburger. Good segment. Great.
Do we have too much faith in our listeners?
We knew we expected this completely. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I expected nothing but Wienor. That's like the base Wienor, level humor. Wienor, of our
we only had Wienor, two Wienors.
I am disappointed.
Sterling said the funniest word out of all of them.
Fimsh.
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 Y'all need to fucking get good.
What can I say?
You can say fimsh.
That's why we have a podcast and y'all don't.
Guns. Oh, he's got an impact. Real guns.
Gun. Real gun.
Oh, and then Eric gave us these. I have cards.
Oh yeah, those yeah.
Yeah, got
good to see that they gun. Came back home. This is there's no barrel. It's
gun. Oh. Gun part.
Hide is missing.
Yes. Oh my god. Okay. I tasted my dinner with that one. You doing all right, Sterling?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rose EP 24/7.
No, I'm not EP. I'm just
meh. Yeah.
Yep.
We like being employed on the Flag Time podcast.
Living in the USA right now in 2025. That's what's going on. That's why I'm just like, yep. I don't like it.
I saw your story post the other day. Did anybody respond with that?
Yeah, like 700 people.
Jesus. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I 35,000 people saw that.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
And 700 people replied.
Bro's got some homework to do, so, apparently.
Foreshadowing, by the way.
Unless what you do comes out before this episode comes out. And then it's not foreshadowing. It's past shadowing.
I was say, this episode's probably going to come out in 3 weeks from now. So
pro Say post shadowing.
Post shadowing. Flashback.
Epiloing.
Big word.
Shadow.
That means epilogue. What I want it to mean.
Yeah. Prologue, you know what I mean? Epilogue, piss.
No.
Prologue in the prologue. Bathroom.
On the pro. On the prologue.
Honda prolapse.
This is a Honda logo off of a new passport.
You need to get like
this real is cheap, how big it is.
You gotta get like a real cheap chain and just put it through that. Look and wear it around that. Your neck.
Look how big this is. Do you see how big this is? Like, this is the size of my head. That's I think crazy. You said
those exact words in like 3 episodes ago or something like that. No one cared who I was until I put on the mask.
No one knew who I was until I put on the Honda emblem.
I'm Honda Man.
Honda Man.
That's also the front badge. Not even, it's not the back one. It's just giant.
The back one is on just front. Words.
Well, the back one is actually this one.
The tiny
this one is much more reasonably sized. Well, tiny. I've got one. The back
huge.
Emblem off my EF is like this big.
The Mercury logo behind Sterling is the actual size of the hood ornament on some vehicles.
That's big. That's on the wall in the background. Those are hot wheels for reference size.
We have all been scale. In that room.
Yeah, I got to fart in that room.
Yeah, you left your garbage in here.
I didn't do it on purpose.
I changed clothes in that room.
Yeah, but you took your clothes out.
Yeah, I did. I didn't leave them there. I left some change there, I think. Accidentally left some coins
you
there.
You left me money?
Yeah.
You tipped me?
I tipped the funny man. Anyway, that was this episode of the Flag Time Podcast. So
I think it's so funny when people, like, whenever they get, like, a coffee or something at a coffee place, and they tip, and all they do to tip is put their change in the fucking jar and they take all the money. Like if you give like a barista like a 20 or something for a coffee that costs like $7 or something, and then you like obviously she's gonna give you a 10 and like $3, so a reasonable tip would be like, oh yeah, you know, like $2 in the change. But no, a lot of people just put the change
just
in there,
the coins, yeah,
and then leave their money. It's like, oh, this is just a garbage can for my coins, right? That's how I feel about coins now. Like, I just feel like coins are like a money insult to someone. I'm like, oh, fuck. I think about that when I have to like go wash my car with the quarters, because the car wash I have has a fucking coin machine instead of a bill or a credit card thing.
You were feeding that thing fucking coins, like Jesus.
It takes it's like 4 quarters for 1 minute.
God.
Wait, no. No, 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 no. It's a quarter. No, wait. Yeah, it was.
The one by
it
my
was,
house is
no,
a,
no, no.
Is
it was quarter for every 30 for seconds.
Okay, so 4 quarters would be 2 minutes.
So, yeah, 2 minutes per every 4 quarters. And we were there for like 10 minutes washing the car. So, I don't know. We had to break like, I broke like a $10 bill to get the coins to wash the car.
Damn.
That's still cheaper.
Wash faster, idiot. I don't know what to tell you. Wash
faster. Yeah, like the problem with the coin op car wash is it also like takes time to put the quarters in the thing.
It doesn't start until after.
I'm wasting money. God damn it. You got to like parasitic. Throw all your quarters in and then hit button.
Oh my
in the,
God,
hit
that's
the button.
Fucking ridiculous. What a rip off.
I hate that fucking car. The one down the one in the next town over fucking isn't like that.
I wish there was a touchless car wash, dear man. It's not.
Touchless. There's a touchless one in Bellingham that sometimes works.
Sometimes.
It's annoying. The last time I tried to go there, it didn't fucking work at all. And then I like backed out of the car wash line, and then like I was leaving and I passed the maintenance vehicle that was showing up to fix it. And I was like, this must be a common occurrence.
Yep.
I fucking, when I posted you scrubbing the Explorer with the brush under my story, somebody messaged me was like, please tell me he pressure washed the brush before he started scrubbing the car. I'm like, nah. And then he fucking tweaked out.
Well, it was already wet.
I think he means.
Also, that's the car I care about the paint on the least, except for the Capri. The Capri has the worst paint.
You mean the car that doesn't fucking move?
The car that, well, that has bees in the taillight.
The gray Civic, actually. The
car got bee taillight
mobile. Yeah.
And when you told me that, I was like, ha.
Hey, shorty, you want to ride in this car? It got bees in it.
Not just bees. Wops. 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 Wops.
You know those angry bees that'll sting you 1,000 times and not die?
Yeah,
you
got those in there.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of the Flag Time Podcast. We're going to...
Listen.
Thanks to the people who allow us to... keep going and give us the music to use and art to use for the video and stuff like that. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Thanks, my little sister and all that good stuff. So we're going to read names now. And
Patreon.com/Flagtime Podcast is where you can see the video version of this episode. And you,
we want to thank our premium members over there on the Patreon for giving us way too much money. Forced User, Ashton Green, Sports Cards of Sumas, Spencer Delfo, Luna Cat Eye, MacDonald Borger, Devin Newby, Vubula, Ansel Fuji, Mopar 1966, Kyle Olson 25, Eli Hip, Mississippi King, JJ the Tech, Hal, Moderately Cool Guy, Sushi Sausage, Elysium Darkness, Police 428, Mojo Nixon Gaming F1, Nick Toomey, John Montague, 1996 Honda Civic, Chrysler Connection, Horsepower Geek, The Big Maple, Meep Bud in Japanese, Polyester 69, Nathan, Big Blue Caddy, 2004 Volkswagen Polo, Dog Milk 53, Storeworks, Savage Actual 556, Love Joe Bacon, Yeller Jeep TJ, Canute Joel 0319, Sassiest Spoon 696969, Felipe Henriquez, Refamous, and Ben Bikes for Beer. Thank you so much for your generous contributions to this dumbass show.
Reading names are done, so thank you for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hawa.